This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The sun shone along the St. Lucie River in Stuart, a gentle breeze blew, and people in light jackets strolled and walked dogs. A definite Chamber of Commerce type day. There were no signs warning people to stay away from the river due to toxic algae. But that algae was on the minds of Florida's new governor as he visited the area to talk about the issue. Congressman Brian Mast was with him. He generated cheers when he announced the birth of a baby boy just that morning.
True story, third question they asked my wife before they brought her in for a C-section was, had she been in the St. Lucie River in the last 30 days? It's too bad that that's a question that has to be asked. I'm very proud to say that we have a governor who's taken the time to understand our water issues here specifically along the Treasure Coast, other water issues across the state of Florida.
Politicians are not always warmly welcomed when they come to the community to talk about water issues. Many people perceive that the politicians come for a photo opportunity, then leave. That was not the impression given by DeSantis.
The campaign's over. A lot of times politicians forget what they promised during the campaign. When I say things, I mean them. And so I'm coming here today to follow through with what I said I would do.
And DeSantis continued to receive the support of environmental leaders who'd gathered for his visit when he expressed the desire for what he called a fresh start at the South Florida Water Management District.
I have sent correspondence to all the board members thanking them for their service, but requesting their resignations because we do just need a fresh start so that we can move forward together, as Floridians united, because I think that these issues are things that really don't fall along party lines. These are things where people from all political persuasions understand the importance of our water resources to Florida's beauty, our way of life.
DeSantis has issued an executive order that, among other things, dedicates $2.5 billion during the next 4 years for Everglades restoration. It also establishes a blue-green algae task force to focus on reducing the adverse impacts of the algal blooms that have occurred here and on Florida's West Coast. It also provides for the appointment of a science officer to coordinate and prioritize scientific data, research monitoring, and analysis on the issue. In addition to talking about water issues, the governor announced an honor for the late Nathaniel Reed. He was a Jupiter Island resident and champion of the environment. He served as the nation's Assistant Secretary of the Interior in the 1990s. Reed died this past July.
I've decided to establish an award for Floridians who are champions of our environment, and we're going to do that in honor of Nat Reed, and we're going to name it the Nathaniel P. Reed Award. And so we have some of Nat's family. We have his wife. We have his daughter and her husband, Tony. So if you guys could come up, the first award, we're going to give it in remembrance of Nat for all he did.
So the new governor's first official visit to Stuart was short, but it did leave those in attendance excited about getting some long-requested help in battling algae issues. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.